Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got a new friend. Ed Kopf is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ed Kopf is co-founder of BMC Associates, which is an organization that you're familiar with because you've heard me use that term, that name, that company name, when we've introduced David Gage before as a member of our Brain Trust. Well, Ed is David's partner. And they're partnership experts. David, Ed has many years of experience in the corporate world as an executive in a number of companies, such as U.S. Digital, Corporate Communications, also Circuit City, Aerial Research, and on and on. He is well-written and well-read and well-informed on the topic, especially partnerships. He and David both mediate family businesses, especially, and partnership situations where the people need help in working together. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Ed Kopf, welcome to the show.
We're glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you here. Be sure to give David our best.
I certainly will.
In the opener, Ed, when I told the audience you were coming, I said that there are a number of breakpoints in a partnership where it goes one way or the other. It goes good or bad. And one of them is the area of values. And when I said values, I didn't mean right from wrong necessarily. I meant the values of the work ethic. How do we feel about customer care? How do we feel about excellence? How do we feel about, you know, how motivated this, if there's a big disparity between how the two partners, if that's how many there are, motivated. That's one of them. And the other is when things start going well and we start dividing up the spoils. And there are a number of other breakpoints, but those are two big ones, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're related as well. Quite often we'll find partners who are in disputes, and they're arguing over distributions and salaries and things of that sort.
But I worked harder than you this year. I closed more sales than you did this year, Ed.
Right, and the answer we sometimes hear to that is, well, it's not how much time you put in, it's the value you bring.
Right.
That's essential. So it's really values that underlie a lot of these disagreements that appear to be about money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so tell us, how do we identify these and how do we reconcile them?
Well, when we meet our clients, often they're very easy to recognize what they think the problem is. There's a dispute over... They've come into a partnership on a 50-50 basis because in the early days of the partnership, everybody's on a love affair. It's a honeymoon.
And there's nothing to split up, so who cares?
That's right. It's all theoretical at that point.
Right. So
they wind up with a 50-50 deal. And in terms of how they view the value from each other, it's sort of like Jerry Maguire. They each say to the other, you make me whole.
That's right.
Because you've got what I don't have, and boy, do I value it now, because
right.
I'm trying to make something happen. But then time passes, a few years go by, and one of two things happens. Either there's really something to divide, there really are spoils,
mm-hmm.
or there's less to go around than anybody thought there would be. Either
mm-hmm.
way, there's now a basis for an argument about what we do with our shortage or what we do with what we have available.
Right.
And by that time, everybody has really put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
And probably quite a bit of their own money.
That's right. So it's no longer a theoretical matter, and it's no longer a love affair. It's deadly serious.
And also, it's important to point out, folks, when you go into a partnership with somebody, and I want you to talk about this a little bit, you're not just in a partnership with that person. You're in a partnership with their family, their spouse, their issues.
Well,
if they got a child, who's a problem, if they've got a spouse who has different values than the partnership, that impacts the relationship, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, so we often in a substantial mediation, bring the spouses into the process in one way or another, because we discover that the conflict isn't really between the principals. But they go home each night and tell about how much they've done and how frustrated they are with their partner, and they don't mean it quite that seriously, but the spouse hears it and says, well, that's unfair.
You're not being appreciated down there. You helped found that company.
That's exactly right. So it's the whole complex that you're dealing with, not just with the partners, when you look at this. And over the years, we've seen some patterns of where people don't appreciate one another's contributions. Probably the most obvious is inside-outside, Mr. Inside, Ms. Outside, however that works out. There's one partner who keeps the trains running, keeps the operations going day in, day out in the office, and another who's out there rainmaking, being a representative to the community, and each of them comes to see his or her role as absolutely crucial, and the other side is either, it's easy to hire someone.
I can hire somebody to do that,
That's right. So there's a difference in role and values there. And I think you earlier, Jim, mentioned another absolutely key one, the person who values long hours and the person who values high productivity and says the hours don't matter all that much.
And that's okay if the person is productive. But sometimes that high productivity, person who values high productivity, what that really means is that's a canard for, I don't want to work as hard as the other person does.
That can happen. And one way or the other, everyone seems to see their own approach and their own role as the crucial one for the business, and does have in the back of their mind, boy, I could just hire someone to do that other side.
Well, you know, I've said for many times, my audience has heard me say this 100 times, maybe more. You know what the problem with humanity is, don't you, Ed?
I'd like to know.
The humans.
That's right.
That's what you're dealing with here, aren't you?
And we see things through our own eyes. We walk in our own shoes. And we easily develop resentments as a result of that. And when we get into conflicts, as I said earlier, often the topic is money. But when you dig into it, it goes a whole lot deeper.
Very important insight that Ed just gave us there, ladies and gentlemen. Ed, give us the website where we can find you.
Sure. It's www.bmcassociates.com.
Ed Kampf, Dr. Ed Kampf, and I will be right back, folks. We're going to get Ed to unravel some of this. We've kind of tied up a few knots here. We're going to get him to unravel this and give us some insights into how he works with partnerships. And, you know, folks, it doesn't have to be the classic partnership. It could be variations on that theme. You probably got something like it in your organization that you may be dealing with right now. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. Lots and lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Dr. Ed Kampf is our guest, folks. He's a new friend of ours, but he's a partner with an old friend of ours, David Gage, and who's a partnership specialist, as Ed is, and they're co-founders of BMC Associates. That's bmcassociates.com. Is that right, Ed?
That's right.
So check that out, folks, and find out more about what these guys do. And we're talking about the partnerships. Now, Ed, in the previous segment, we sort of got everything all – we described a tangle, right? We described kind of a tangled, you know, potentially dysfunctional situation that people have and how we get into it, and we let people see themselves a little bit, I think. At least certainly we let them see other people. If they didn't see themselves, they certainly saw somebody else, that's for sure. So how do we untangle all this, Ed?
Well, we work with partners who have these, and family businesses who have these kinds of problems in two ways. One, we try and we hope to work with them near the beginning of their partnerships or their beginning of involvement in business with each other.
What do you tell them in the early days?
Well, we tell them to take three crucial steps as connected to money. One is to figure out why partners are being rewarded with money in one way or another. And that is the crucial element there, is to distinguish between the rewards that the partners are going to get for the work that they do day by day in the business, and for the other contributions. The other side of it is the other contributions that they make to the business, such as capital or intellectual property, a patent of some sort, or even just the relationships that built up in the community and industry over the years. And if they can distinguish between those two, it then becomes a little easier to figure out what's fair in terms of distributions. So on the work side, we suggest to clients, and by the way, everything we suggest to clients, we suggest to ourselves,
right,
too. We're partners. So
you drink your own Kool-Aid, right?
That's right. We've been through the drill. And what we suggest on the side of compensation for work is that the partners, the family, treat each person's work as though it were being done by someone who wasn't a partner. And take a look at that job and figure out exactly what's being done.
If we were hiring an employee to do this, this is what we would pay them.
That's right.
This is how. This is what we would respect, would require of them.
Right. So we let, instead of having an argument between the partners, we let the marketplace make the decision.
And so basically you develop job descriptions?
That's right.
Yeah.
And doing the job descriptions itself.
Did we lose him? I think we'll get Ed back on the show. Think about this, folks. Think about the job description scenario. Now, this is a very important point that Ed's talking about. If you're in the process of a partnership, if you got a partnership that maybe even is already derailed, maybe you guys are already having trouble, and do this with family members too. Don't come up with some subjective way of thinking about doing business, about monitoring someone's performance, compensating them. Don't think about this in some off the wall kind of way. Think about it as, look at that person. Don't look at the person. Look at the assignment. And then give the assignment a value. Give the assignment responsibilities. Give the assignment a description of activity. What do you expect of that person, whether it be a salesperson, a warehouse manager, or the CEO of the company? What does the marketplace bear in those cases? And write that down, irrespective of who's in the job. Irrespective of who's doing that job, write that down and put that, and then after you got that established, Ed, then you overlay the person, the family member or the partner, you overlay them on that job description, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So continue, please.
Okay. Now the other side of the ledger is when we're talking about distributions or spoils that we distribute because of other contributions that people have made besides the work they do day to day. As we said before, that might be an invention they've contributed, or it might be an already established business that's being merged into the new business.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we ask the partners to list very carefully everything they think they've put in or are putting in to the business in these other respects. And then we have a conversation. It's often a long and very productive conversation,
mm-hmm,
where they explain to one another, the partners explain to one another what they've got up there. Sometimes the other partner will say, here's something to add to your list because I really value this that you've brought into the business and you didn't mention it. And then they have a discussion as to the relative importance of each of those contributions to the business. So once they've got all of them listed and they've had a good, solid discussion about how important they are, they may not agree on everything,
right,
about that.
Then they've got a basis for establishing some values, and this is how you get them to start out on the right foot and how you get them unraveled when they get bound up, don't you?
Exactly.
Ed,
rather have them do it starting out, though.
Ed, will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted.
We've had a good time. You've really given us some good information. Ed Kopf, ladies and gentlemen, with BMC Associates. That's, put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find these guys. He'll be back another day, along with David Gage. Will be back another day, too, talking about this very important topic, partnerships. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.